all this good information, but they're just breaking it up. So, well, it's all right. We've got a lot of information. It's going to be a fun broadcast for you tonight. What I was mentioning, though, was Moise Ambruster, leading rusher in the GWAC. He's averaging 113 yards a game. He's already got 7 touchdowns with only playing the 4 games. Last week, only 10 attempts, 28 yards. One of the reasons they just couldn't get anything going against Springfield. So kind of uncharacteristic for the Springboro team. They barely lost to undefeated Northmont to start the season. They beat Beaver Creek all up and down, just like everybody kind of has. Centerville beat them. They actually won Centerville 35-22. So that loss, kind of, you can throw it out. You know, this is a very good Springboro team coming in. Springboro's last win versus Fairmont was in 2016. That was Miller's first year with the Firebirds. They went 1-9. That year was just not really a, you know, Dave Miller Fairmont team. So it's going to be a fun one tonight. A couple players to keep an eye on, and we're going to talk about Fairmont a lot as we get going. But the defense for the Panthers are led by Michael Etheridge. So this is a senior defensive back, leads the team in tackles. He's got 28, 18 solo tackles, and he's leading the entire GWAC with 3 interceptions. So he's leading his team in tackles. He's leading the GWAC in interceptions. They played one less game. Keep an eye out for Michael Etheridge on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm going to turn this over to Aaron because we're almost ready for the kickoff, but we've got a lot to get to you tonight. Fairmont has their first playoff game starting next week as everyone in the GWAC made the playoffs. We're going to tell you about their opponent. We're going to tell you about who Springboro has matched up. We've got a lot of good information, but we're about ready for football, Aaron. You ready?